I think perhaps a lot of people would wonder how, at this point in the game, you have perhaps been labeled as sort of maybe even ostracized as the guy with the wild ideas and that sort of stuff. And the more we hear from other candidates, I think a lot of people would wonder, why are you getting that reputation when we're talking about colonies on the moon and other things?
Yeah, wild ideas like the Constitution, wild ideas like when you need money, you're not supposed to print it. Wild ideas like don't go to war unless you declare the war and balance the budget. You know, those are really wild ideas, but they're not conventional, it is true. The conventional wisdom of both the leadership of both parties is that the status quo is you defend deficits, you keep spending, you print the money, you don't challenge the Federal Reserve, you have the same foreign policy of occupation and nation building and policing the world. But it's coming to an end. Financially, it's not going to last. And that's why we're in the midst of a financial crisis, which is a reflection of a worldwide debt crisis, which has been generated by a dollar reserve currency. And it has to be addressed. It'll be forced to. Economic law demands that we address that subject.